Hello, Dean. Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. It's great to have you here. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Thanks for calling back.
Got a question for you. I've gone to your website. You've got lots of information from it, but now I've got a question that I couldn't find an answer to on there.
Okay.
I'm in the process of finishing off my basement, and down in the basement I'm putting a bathroom, full bath in there, and I'm putting an extra clothes dryer in there, too.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I'm able to vent the ceiling vent for the moisture in the bathroom and the vent for the dryer through the same pipe. Is there a damper or something that could be used?
You can, but sometimes you'll get a blowback, especially when you're operating the dryer. I wouldn't recommend doing it. I would actually recommend running two separate pipes because the blower in that dryer is so powerful. I actually think that you'll get, first of all, the dampers inside these lines are not as tight as you might think. They don't seal, like a gasket around a refrigerator door.
Yeah.
It's not tight like that. I mean, there's an air gap around it. It's trying to just stop a majority of the air. So if you get, what could happen is two things. You could not only get that just a big blast back of warm, humid air from the dryer, you could start to get, a lint problem. Because you already know that the lint filters on dryers are okay, but there's still a lot of lint that gets blown out of the dryer to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would not do that. I would absolutely put in two separate lines.
More holes inside of my house.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a little bit more work, but I think in the long run, you're gonna really thank yourself for taking that time to do it.
Is there a unit that would be able to cover both holes at the same time, or are they going to have two separate covers over them?
I think you're going to have two separate holes, and I wouldn't hesitate, if you could, to separate them a little bit. I don't know that I would want those things immediately next to one another. If you could separate them by a joist space, which would be 16 inches, I would consider doing that. I don't know that I'd want them right next to one another.
Okay, also, the wall that I would be exhausting it out of, I have a deck that's along that header there. Is that going to cause any problem with that exhausting underneath the deck?
No, I just think that what will happen is you may notice in the wintertime you'll get some frost, up on top of the deck. It will never be a problem for your bathroom fan because I don't think, you're going to have a problem with that, but if you were to come to my house, I mean, the average house, if you actually look outside when your dryer first comes on a cold day, it's like if there's a cloud out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of moisture that's coming out of that dryer vent. So just be aware. I mean, if it's a treated lumber deck, I don't see that it's really an issue. I mean, the only problem that I can see, and I was just talking about this earlier on the show, is that you are going to be dumping massive amounts of water underneath, out of this vent, and underneath the deck, it's dark. It's just a great place, for mold to grow. So I think that you're going to really set yourself up on the underside of this deck for a lot of mold problems. Whereas if you just had that air, the dryer vent coming out the side of the house where it could just escape immediately to the atmosphere. I mean, when was the last time you saw a bunch of mold growing on the outside of a house, where the dryer vent could just exhaust it and get away?
So well, just the way the joists run on it, I'd have to run it out the back like that. So
yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, I'm just saying, but just be aware and just keep an eye on it. And you may have to clean it underneath there periodically.
If I get too much mold, I'll get your oxygen bleach and just hose it down.
Yeah, exactly. It just keep an eye on it. That's all. But if it's a treated lumber deck, I'm not at all worried about all that moisture hurting the deck.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right, Dean. Thanks for calling. It's the Builder on WGRR. It's great to have you.